Now, we're going to sprinkle in a little fantasy football knowledge right now. And people were clamoring for him last week when we started the football season, and they've got him. He's brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. The great fantasy football expert from ESPN.com, Mr. Eric Carabel. Eric!
Mike.
How are you?
I'm awesome. Glad to be here. Super Bowl champs. Let's get to it.
Fantastic. All right. Let's go with, first of all, the Eagles in Tampa Bay and whether there are any Eagles that you favor here and whether you would dare play Fitzpatrick against the Eagles.
I don't think Fitzpatrick's a good play. We've seen in the past he's had some big games. He once had a 6-touchdown game and followed it up with nothing. He's an every other week quarterback. I expect the Eagles to pile on the points and not allow them. But the only Eagles that are really good plays here for fantasy this week are Zach Ertz, who is a top three tight end, and the defense. It's really hard to really go with Nick Foles, who is so inconsistent. He's an awesome game or a terrible game. I don't want to take that chance at quarterback. Jay Ajayi doesn't get enough touches. Nelson Aguilar doesn't go downfield. So to me, Ertz and the defense are the best plays here. And I'm not avoiding Buccaneers other than Fitzpatrick, but I'm not going after them either.
All right, how about Deshaun? You interested in him, putting him in the lineup?
If he plays, you know, the problem with Deshaun Jackson is that most leagues now are point per reception. He doesn't get a lot of receptions. Makes a lot of big plays, but not enough for me. And I got to think that the Eagles know what they're getting with Deshaun Jackson. And that's an unbelievable stat here where he has the most 50-yard catches in history and against them. I'm not even sure Jackson plays in this game. But even if he does, no, he is not an elite play. You do not have to force him in your lineups. This is a very good Eagles defense. Last week, the Saints were embarrassed.
All right. He did practice today, so he's probably going to play. What are the valued game matchups for fantasy footballers this week? When you look at a particular game, you got an offensive edge or a defensive edge?
I'm looking at that Lions 49ers game because eager, panicking fantasy managers have already started dropping Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo after 1 week. Yeah, Stafford threw 4 picks. Garoppolo finally lost. That's a big game. One of those teams is going to fall to 0-2. The quarterbacks are already being dropped. I want to see the running games for those two teams and if anything's happening there. So that's a game I'm really focusing on for Sunday. Obviously, Tom Brady at Jacksonville, that's big. Phillip Rivers, I want to see him. But this Lions 49ers game for fantasy purposes seems rather important to me. The quarterbacks, the receivers, who's going to do what? That's a game to watch.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of quarterbacks here. You had hobbled Rodgers, who will probably play, and then you got the rookie Mahomes, who went crazy last week. Do you trust Mahomes, and would you play Rodgers in his state?
I've got Mahomes ranked ahead of Rodgers. I think a lot of people do. First of all, it's a tough game for Rodgers against the Vikings. A very good defense. We know that even if he plays in this game, they're going to be able to run at all to escape, you know, tacklers. So, and he may not even finish the game, especially if they fall behind early. So I don't think Rodgers is a great play. I have him as a 7th quarterback this week based on his history, but I'd rather go with Mahomes. Mahomes is legit, and we knew Mahomes was going to be legit all along. He's got good weapons, great arm. He can evade the pass rush. I think that KC-Pittsburgh game, both teams get into the 30s. Roethlisberger only plays well in home games. That's been the last 4 seasons now. He's going to have a huge week. Mahomes is going to have to stick with him. Each of those quarterbacks is going to be a top 5 guy.
All right, one more question before we get back to the tweets. And if you want to call in, we'll use our contest line, 610-263-0975. Jags-Patriots, you favor the Jags D or do you favor Brady more in this game?
I don't think either are where they should normally be ranked. I mean, the Jags D, if you have the Jags D, you stick with them. You do not find another defense and take a chance. If you have Tom Brady, you probably stick with him. But I've got Brady as a number 8 quarterback for a reason, because I think Jacksonville is just that good, especially in home games. So I'm fading a little bit on each of them, but not a lot. Tom Brady's problem right now is no running backs. It might be Kenyon Barner this week, of all people. And receivers is kind of spotty. Chris Hogan did nothing last week, so I think Jacksonville wins this game, too. I would take him at the points.
All right, let's get to the tweets here. Nick Mayo, interesting question. Do I start Leonard Fournette? I need to start 2 running backs. Do I go Fournette? And with my 2nd running back, do I go Alex Collins, Isaiah Crowell, or Rex Burkhead?
Alex Collins is fine. The only reason he didn't play much last week is he was winning by so much. He's a touchdown guy. If Fournette plays, you play him. But I don't know if he's going to play. He's got a history of missing games. I'd go Fournette 1, Collins 2. I have no problem using Alex Collins.
Now, you would use Fournette this week?
I'd use Fournette over Collins if he plays.
Okay.
You won't know that until Sunday morning.
Okay. Better flex option. This is from David Brown on Twitter. Shady or Adrian Peterson?
I think it's Peterson. I still think LeSean McCoy is a top 20 running back, but there's a mess on that team. Peterson had a good week. Peterson had a couple good weeks last season, too. And you know what he followed him up with? Nothing. I think both of these guys are top 20 options this week. For the season, I still take McCoy. But this week, I like the matchup with Peterson better.
All right, RJ, Luck at the Redskins or Big Ben against the Chiefs at home? Who do you like?
I've got Roethlisberger as my number three quarterback this week. He always plays well in home games. The Chiefs defensively are terrible. Look what happened last week. Ben's going to have a huge week. Just don't use him on road games.
All right, Roethlisberger or Mahomes? L. Schaaf tweets in.
They're my 4 and 5 guys. So, I mean, either one. I think Roethlisberger is probably a little bit safer because he's at home.
All right. Would you start A.J. Green tonight? Green scares me, according to Nick.
No scary at all. Why would you be scared of A.J. Green? Top 10 receiver every season. Points will be scored in this game. I know the Ravens played well defensively last week, but they're playing a college offense. So, no concerns there. I mean, that earlier question about Alex Collins, I think Fournette is going to play, so I would use him over Collins.
Okay, Jay Harris needs 3. He needs to start either Alvin Kamara, AP, Shady, Fournette. Please pick 3 of those 4.
Kamara starts every week. Don't even ask. Fournette, I think, is going to play. And then Peterson over McCoy. You'll know Sunday morning at 11 a.m. if Fournette's playing. If he doesn't, then there's nothing wrong with McCoy. McCoy's going to be fine this season, people. This rookie quarterback is going to be a lot better than Nathan Peterman, and the offense will open up. They're not going to win a lot of games, but McCoy will get numbers.
All right, do I start Pat Mahomes or Alex Smith this week? I think you've already answered that. You're going Mahomes, right?
I actually have Smith ranked ahead of both.
Do you really? Uh-oh, Alex Smith getting love.
He's good. It's at home. The Colts are terrible. Alex Smith finished last season as a number 4 fantasy quarterback, and nobody wants him on their team. Even in Philly, even on Washington, Alex Smith's really good.
And he doesn't turn the ball over.
Never does.
All right. That's
important.
Let's go to the phones. Phil Northern Liberty says a question for Eric Carabao. Go ahead, Phil.
Eric, I got an open slot here in the flex. I got Shady. I got Chris Carson. I got AP. Which way do you go there?
I think it's AP. I think it's Peterson this week. I mean, he got a lot of run last week. The flow of the game dictated that, but he's still a little bit safer than McCoy with a rookie quarterback. Carson's a distant third for me so far.
All right, let's go to Mike in Warminster on the line. Mike, you're on with Eric Carabao.
Hey, Eric. Pick 2 for me. Royce Freeman, Bilal Powell, Theo Riddick, or Tariq Cohen?
Not a lot there to love.
Yeah.
I think Royce Freeman's actually pretty safe. I mean, it wasn't that bad of a first week. He is sharing with another rookie, but he still has more than 70 yards. I think Freeman and Bilal are still good guys. Jets have a better offense than we thought they would. Powell catches some passes in a PPR. That's nice. I wasn't impressed by any Lions running backs. And Tariq Cohen is losing playing time to Jordan Howard in the passing game. So, to me, it's Freeman and Powell.
All right. We have a fantasy question from our NBC Sports producer, Dan Roach. In a PPR league, Randall Cobb versus the Vikings or Corey Davis versus the Texans?
I think it's Cobb. I don't trust Tennessee's Mariota. I really don't. I mean, he didn't play well in the first week. A lot of targets for Corey Davis, but not a lot of them on target. So to me, it also depends on Aaron Rodgers and what he's doing. Because if Rodgers doesn't play, I don't want any Packers, including Devontae Adams. I'm assuming Rodgers will play. Randall Cobb has cast like 10 passes out of the slot against the Vikings this week. So to me, it's Cobb, but if Rodgers doesn't play, I change it.
All right, interesting question here from Daniel Jefferson. Non-PPR, he needs to start one of these at flex. Amari Cooper or James Conner?
Oh, it's definitely Conner. I mean, Conner is the kind of guy who, as long as Le'Veon Bell is out, he's going to play at a top 10 level. Amari Cooper can't. Amari Cooper, 6 of his past 13 games with Derek Carr, he hasn't even gotten to 10 receiving yards. That's ridiculous. And Gruden's offense looked awful on Monday. Connor's really good until Le'Veon Bell comes back, which could be any day now.
All right, we have an in-service question here right inside our studio. Is this from you, Tyrone? Tyrone's question. Is Dalvin Cook a good play versus Green Bay?
He's a good play every week. My number 9 running back this week. Every week he's going to be in the 9 to 12 range. I have no concerns about Dalvin Cook. Not sharing touches, It's an elite offense and defense. Good team. Absolutely love Cook.
All right, we'll go one more tweet and two calls. We'll get you out of here. The tweet is from Frank Edwards. Do I start Cam Newton or Andrew Luck?
I have Newton as the number one quarterback this week.
Ooh.
Out of Atlanta. I mean, Foles had plenty of opportunities. He just didn't exploit them. And they lost a couple of secondary guys, too. So Cam Newton's fantastic. I have Andrew Luck ranked like 12, a quarterback, road game in Washington. A defense that played well this past week. I think Luck's okay. I think the shoulder's okay, but he's not among your top
guys. All right,
guys.
So Newton's your guy. Let's go to Austin and Bryn Mawr on the phones. Austin, you're on with Eric Carabell.
I have an open flex spot. Michael Crabtree, Cooper Kupp, or Chris Carson?
It's probably Carson. I mean, you generally want to go with a running back because he's going to get more volume. The rookie Rashad Penny did nothing. I mean, Crabtree's playing tonight. To me, whenever you have a running back who's a borderline top 20 guy, you want to go with him. He'll catch a couple passes. You could always break one for a touchdown over a receiver who might get like 6 or 7 targets.
All right, let's go. Sean in Pine Hill would be our last caller. Go ahead, Sean. This is a giant question. Go ahead.
No. Right. Real quick, my flex position, I got Juju or Sammy Watkins as a PPR, and then quarterback, Breeze or Stafford with a bounce back.
I think Stafford's going to bounce back nicely, but I wouldn't play him over Drew Brees. Drew Brees is in a home game against Cleveland. He can throw for 400 yards again because they're going to give it up. So to me, Brees has to be played, but don't drop Stafford, anybody. He's going to be fine. And I might even drop Sammy Watkins. Got no targets the first week. Juju should have a nice game this week. I got him in my top 20. To me, Sammy Watkins is one of the most overrated guys out there.
Well, I wouldn't play I wouldn't play your man Stafford until I see something. That was embarrassing,
Brees
man.
Brees had a good week.
His confidence had to be like shot full of holes after that game. No?
Well, all I care about are his fantasy numbers.
I got you. Well, one goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Okay. All right, last question from me. How about Adrian Peterson or James Conner?
Conner.
All right, you got it. Eric, this is the quickest 14 minutes
love it.
In radio history. Good to have you back, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.